1059, The Region.
Well, it's a great time of year for the Alzheimer's Society of York Region. Both of its annual walks here in the region have come and gone, but that does mean that those who took part have now raised tens of thousands of dollars. And here to tell us more is ASYR's CEO, Lauren Freed. Lauren, welcome back to the feed.
Yeah, my pleasure, Asher. Thank you.
So earlier this month, you held the Investors Group Walk for Alzheimer's up in Richmond Hill, and also a similar walk in Georgina back in May. Tell us how much you guys raised in total.
Yeah, Asher, it was a tremendous event, actually, I guess, events. And together, both events raised a total of over $90,000. And this is terrific. We owe this to the great support of over 300 people who walked and set up fundraising groups for themselves. And very enthusiastic, came with all kinds of family and friends to the event, made it a very festive atmosphere. And we also thank our sponsors, most notably our national sponsor, Investors Group, as well as our walk champion, Del Manor Elgin Mills, and our hike-level sponsor, DeHart & Associates, and our Paysetter sponsor, Magna International, and our walker-level sponsors, BDO, Masters Insurance, and Memory & Company, all playing a big role in ensuring that both walks together were a great success.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. So tell us, where does that money wind up going? Is it just for those who need it here in York Region?
Yeah. So basically, Asher, the Alzheimer's Society of York Region, we're a leader in actively supporting individuals and families living with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias since 1985. And this year, we provided service to approximately 2,200 families across York Region in a variety of different programs. For instance, caregivers receive help with organizing home care and supports and ongoing service navigation across the healthcare continuum. And we provide ongoing counseling and support and transitions for people who have to move into long-term care. And we also provide day programming across the region as well. So the money raised from these events go to provide support to services like this.
That's wonderful to hear. So how many people in York Region suffer from dementia and Alzheimer's?
Yeah. So York Region is unique in the province. We have one of the highest populations of seniors in the province. And although dementia is not a normal part of the aging process, and in fact, seniors as a whole age generally very well, age is nonetheless the most significant risk factor for dementia. Currently, there are approximately about 15,000 people across York Region who are living with dementia, and we expect that number will double over the next 15 years.
Now, that's certainly a concern. Do you feel as though the resources here in York Region are adequate to deal with the number of people right now, and will they be once that number doubles?
Well, they're currently not adequate, which is why we have to run programs like our walks. We are encouraged that the provincial government had established a provincial dementia strategy for 3 years at a cost of about $100 million. That was a tremendous step forward. We hope that the new government that takes shape later in June upholds the commitment that was made by the previous government and continues to make dementia a priority in its healthcare platform for people across the province.
Yeah, and we'll certainly see with basically the 10 MPPC here in York Region were all filled.
It's a great point you raise, and there are a couple, at least a couple of very significant new members of the legislature from the PC party elected in York Region. We hope to get them on board with our dementia strategy, most notably Christine Elliott and Carolyn Mulrooney. So we're looking forward to conversations with them and, as I said, getting them on board with the province's dementia strategy.
Yeah, and we spoke to both Mulrooney and Elliott during the PC leadership campaign. So, now that we've established that contact, hopefully, when this question comes up, if they are debating whether or not to keep that dementia funding going, we will certainly get in contact with them and ask some questions. Are there any other upcoming events that that folks across the region can take part in for the Alzheimer's Society?
Yeah, so there are there are things that are happening through the course of the year. Later this summer, we have an event called Golf to Remember, which is actually happening up in East Gwillimbury. And this is put together by a wonderful group of ladies whose families have been touched by the disease, and they raise tremendous support for actually both the Alzheimer's Society of York Region and the Alzheimer's Society of Toronto. And so that's happening later this summer. And then in the fall, we're asking everybody to keep a lookout and to be interested in hosting a coffee break for us, where we ask people to set up a kind of a coffee kiosk. Could be done anywhere, at work, at a party, anywhere, and have the proceeds from people taking cups of coffee directed over to the Alzheimer's Society of York Region. So these are things that are happening as well, and people can contact us most notably through our website at www.alzheimer-york.com, or they can just give us a call at our office. Yeah. 905-726-3477, and we'll give them all the information about all of that. And of course, you don't need a special event for somebody to provide support. We're happy, as you can imagine, to take support as it comes through the course of the year. And again, if somebody contacts us, we'll be able to direct their support in the ways that they see it being most beneficial.
Absolutely. Well, we certainly encourage all of our listeners to head to that website, alzheimer-york.com. You can make a donation, check out information about the upcoming events, and help to put an end to dementia and Alzheimer's for good. Lauren, it's always great to catch up. Thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on the success of those two walks.
Asher, thank you very much. And I'm sorry, I neglected to mention that your radio station was the media sponsor for our walks. And so a big shout out to you guys as well for the great support that you lend us in help making our walk such a success.
Well, it is certainly our pleasure. Thanks again, Lauren.
Okay, Asher, my pleasure. Thank you.
We're the station everyone's talking about because we talk about you. York Region, we are your radio station. 105.9 The Region.